I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A bare-bones general fund budget that could mean deep cuts for Medicaid has passed a House committee and could see a House vote next week. The House Ways and Means Committee approved that draft budget yesterday. The state Medicaid commissioner says the budget would result in some deep cuts to Medicaid and other state services. Governor Robert Bentley has already threatened to veto the budget unless lawmakers are able to find more Medicaid funding. The $1.8 billion spending plan does provide an additional $15 million for Medicaid over last year, but that is well short of the additional $100 million the agency says it needs just to maintain services. Committee Chairman Steve Klaus says lawmakers are working with the funds they have available. Medicaid Commissioner Stephanie Azar says the Medicaid program would have to cut reimbursement rates and optional services. She says it would also halt plans to transition the state Medicaid system to managed care. There's something new in the skies over the city of Selma. The local police department is using drones to increase public safety. The department spent $9,000 to buy four of these small unmanned aircraft at the beginning of the year. The drones were first used last weekend during the bridge crossing Jubilee and have been used several times since. The remote-controlled vehicles will be used for traffic control and during police investigations. John Brock is the chief of police in Selma. He says the drones can help protect officers as they enter potentially dangerous situations.
If they're up and flying, for officer safety is great because they can see a lot more from the air than the officer can see on the ground, around buildings, the corners, down the street, for officer safety, just so we can see before we get there what's going on around the neighborhood, around the house.
The city of Selma hopes to purchase one or two more drones in the future for the fire department and police department. Civil engineering students at the University of Alabama will get a chance to show off their skills this week. They're hosting the American Society of Civil Engineers Southeast Student Conference. The conference showcases improvements to the UA campus, particularly the engineering infrastructure. James New is a co-chair for the conference. He says engineering competitions will be featured prominently this weekend.
We host the regionals for two national competitions. It is the Steel Bridge Competition, where students fabricate a steel bridge that's about 20 feet long. Then the other regional competition we host is the Concrete Canoe, where students design, fabricate, and race canoes made out of concrete.
UA hasn't hosted the conference since 2005. This year's event is expected to draw about 1,000 student participants and faculty members. The competition begins today and lasts through Saturday. Now your forecast from WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
After a mild start, our Thursday morning gets warmer this afternoon. We top out in the upper 70s, some spots approaching 80. Mostly cloudy today, and the chance for a few scattered showers and storms, primarily over far west Alabama. Same deal on Friday. We'll top out in the 70s. Expect showers on Saturday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.